In Spain, they're mourning the passing this week of one of the country's most popular musicians. His name was Pere. Not a household name for most Americans, but our friend Beto Arcos remembers him well.
Long before the Gypsy Kings, there was Pere. Pedro Pubil Calaf, better known as Pere, was a gypsy singer, guitarist, and composer from Barcelona. In the mid-1950s, he created a new musical style called Rumba Catalana. It's a high-energy cocktail of musical flavors, including flamenco, Cuban music, and even a little rock and roll. Starting in the late 1960s, Pérez's recordings made Rumba Catalana one of the most popular Spanish music styles, in Spain or anywhere else. I remember listening to Pérez's songs on the radio in the early 1970s in Mexico. A couple decades later, I found out that the composer of a song I used to sing with my brothers, El Muerto Vivo, the Dead Alive, was none other than Pérez. One of the special qualities of Pérez's songs was the witty and very often humorous lyrics. El Muerto Vivo is a perfect example. The lyrics tell the story of a man who wasted his salary on booze, and since he didn't come home after a week of partying, everyone assumed he's dead. But no, no, say the lyrics, he wasn't dead, he was just drinking a few beers. In the 1980s, Pérez left the music scene and turned to religion, even joining an evangelical church. But he eventually changed his mind, making several comebacks. Then, in early 2000, Pérez invited a number of international artists to record an album featuring many of his big hits. Among the guests was David Byrne, singing Pérez's hilarious tune called Si Fulano.
Now, if this guy were that guy, and then that guy was that guy.
Si Fulano fuese Mengano, si Mengano fuese Fulano.
I saw Pere in concert in 2007 at a festival in Cartagena, Spain. I remember how captivated and respectful people were when he took the stage. He sure knew how to entertain and make people happy. Just to give you a sense of his stature in Spain, here's what another respected Spanish music figure, Kiko Veneno, wrote about Pere on his Facebook page. One cannot be any bigger, inventor of a musical genre, a poet, a singer of truths, a happy life maker. I never get tired of telling young people to listen to your songs. Since the 1960s, you shook up Spain like the Beatles. But you were ours, an innovator, truly possessed by the power of art. All that and more was Pere, el rey de la rumba. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.